locked in.
Cool.
Slipped in.
Alright, cool. Alright, good evening. It's episode 5 of Disco Saloon, and we are locked in. This is probably the most locked in we have ever been.
Oh yes.
So far. I'm feeling locked in. Beanie's especially feeling locked in. Beanie definitely wasn't up till 9 o'clock this morning.
Don't remind me, man.
Oh. And, cool. So, I'm joined with Aaron, as per usual, aka Bean, aka Cat Cuckold.
I love that. Yes.
I've got Bradley, aka Chez, aka Young Argyle Sweater.
That's me.
And I've got Jay as well. So, Jay, you ever laid the gauntlet down with anybody?
Oh, let me tell you, the gauntlet has been laid down many a time.
Oh, yes. But I like to hear it.
It is especially being laid down very recently. Ooh. So, right. Here's a chat. On my commute, train, waiting for it in the morning, right? I've got a specific bit I like to ston it. I don't know. I've just heard it stoning there, right? No rhyme or reason to it. It just happens. Now, the train comes, and every time when I stand in the position I'm in, the door doesn't end up where I'm on, if you know what I mean. So I'm never facing the door. I need to maybe walk up a wee bit. So I end up maybe the third or fourth couldn't get on this train. So really I should position myself more toward the door. There's a guy who does exactly that. He kens exactly where to
stop. Where the door stops
so that he can just walk straight on the train. And it's just to the left of where I stand. But I get there 20 minutes every morning before he does. And so I've been experimenting with it. I've been like stoning where he stands when he comes and just looking at him. what you gonna do now, man? See what his play is? How big his balls are?
And you try to weigh him up.
And the thing is, I don't know if he cares, but in my head, he cares. Because if I don't stand there, he always stands in that same place.
How did you even notice that he stands in the same place every time?
Because I stand in the same place every time, and he's always just... So it's me, a pole, and him every time. And then I started going where he was, and he started going where I was. And now we're like two male bucks with antlers just kind of going at it a little. We're just kind of waltzing around the spire looking at each other.
How long's this been going on for?
Well, in my head, a couple of weeks. In his head, probably it's not a thing. But I don't know, man. I'm suspicious.
I would love for you to ask him, like, see when they just walk up and be like, do you ever notice we ston in the same spots? And, like, I sometimes steal your spot?
He's ganting for the door, I know. He chokes for that door. Man. I have never seen a man sprint for a train door like him.
I would love to think that he is furious. This guy has just, like, clocked him.
That would be
I would love to think that he has got the exact same thinking as you. But he's like, that guy always stands right in the middle. Fuck him.
The guy's like 50-something, so I don't know, man.
He's an actual guy.
But he kens. He doesn't just stand there accidentally and think the door's coming. No, he knows that way that door's hitting. I've worked you out, buddy. I'm coming for you, buddy. Kidding on, man. We'll get the police on me later. You're just fucking stalking this guy. Anybody else strung the gauntlet down before?
So out the back of my walk, there's a bunch of like flats and this like a balcony that looks onto the back of my walk, and there's like a black dog that stands there and barks at me every fucking time I walk out the back just to get some air. And I stare this dog down every single day. I fucking hate him. I fucking hate him.
You get a dog feud?
Just with this one dog? Just barks at me all the fucking time on this balcony? I'm like, fuck off.
I bark back at dogs a lot.
What?
I bark back at dogs. Just because it's funny. See if I see a dog up at the window and like somebody's house and they're barking, I'll be like, ruff, 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 ruff.
And then you get them off agitated and you're like, ah.
I've got a gauntlet story actually now that I think I date.
Locking me.
You might know this one, but it's when I used to work in the chippy, which was my first job when I was 16.
Aye.
Now, I'm not going to name the person, but my manager in there, the guy that ran the shop, was like a grade A dickhead. Like, he, like following, he just spoke to everybody like shit. And he was dead, and I was like fucking 15, barely a pube man, fucking. The guy owned the cunt, right? So I got a job at McDonald's, right? And he said to me that you'll never make it at McDonald's. You're no fast enough. You're no good enough.
Oh my God.
He actually said that to me. So anyway, there was one day where I went in and he started like fucking, there was two lassies, I worked with two sisters, and he was screaming at the lassies for like no reason. The shop was fucking full. It was like half four, just open. All the old cunts are in for their fucking bag of chips and their fucking fish and whatever else. They love a special fish. But anyway, he's screaming at his lassies, and I was like, literally 15, 16, I was like, you want to stop that? You're just a fucking dick. And he was like, what? And I was like, you're a fucking dick, and everybody hinks it in here, so fucking, like, just wrap it. Like, actual wee boy, this guy's like 40, would have smashed me about the chippy, would have put me in the fucking batter, and then deep fry me, if he wanted. But anyway, I said that, and he went and fucking, he was like, he was so angry, didn't know what to say, shop full of customers, he shut the shop and sent everybody home.
Holy
he
man.
He couldn't handle me throwing down the gauntlet.
Holy man.
He couldn't handle it. Me, 16-year-old, fucking actual baby face, called him out for being a prick, and he shut the shop.
That's what happens, Barney, when you call out folk that are like that. But he's probably never had somebody in the chippy ever, like, go, no, see you, like, I'm telling you what I think.
I was like false hammer, I threw at him.
Aye. You were like the young fucking steed.
I've done that in like every fucking job I've ever had, and all.
I don't reckon I've ever done it in my entire life.
I do it all the time. Like, I've got this inherent thing where if somebody has been a dick, and it's not like that, I say what's on my mind, because half the time I fucking don't. I keep it stoop, right? I do most of the time. But once I get riled up to a certain level, then it's just like, do you know what? I don't give a fuck about this place ultimately. Obviously, in that situation, I was going to McD's, man. I was living the high life, £3.42 an hour, man. Fuck him. On his £3 an hour, fucking cash and horn. I was getting.
You were heading off for the gold Nazis.
You were literally getting chips, man. Absolutely.
I was getting absolute fucking peanuts in there, man. And I'm allergic. Like, it was fucking. It was wild.
I'm allergic to the peanuts this guy's offering.
It was not the one, man. There's a nurse story, I'll keep this one brief, but when I worked in Tesco's, so for anybody that doesn't know, I've had like 15 jobs and I'm 28, like average over one every year.
All the jobs, all the places.
Anyway, I worked in Tesco for like a year, and one of my managers there, again, I'm not going to mention who it is, but one of my managers in there fought himself a bit of a fucking ticket, that kind of vibe, and I had put a request in for a holiday. For like a weekend, and he said, aye, that'll be fine. And I was like, right, cool. Go to the end of the shift. He had us all facing up the shop, and he walked around and fucking looked at my eye and went, that's no fucking. No, he didn't at the time. It was the next day I came in, and he was raging. And he was like, you fucking embarrassed me. And I went, what? And he went, your face up that aisle, a disgrace. You're no getting your fucking holiday.
You had to say that.
Aye.
That is no way,
he
man.
Was like 2 years older than me. He is 2 years older than me. Talking to me like I was a fucking Wayne. So I went to his boss and said to her, look, he's fucking declined my holiday because my face up wasn't good enough, but my face up's the same as it was any other day. So obviously, our manager's chewed his nuts, and fucking he's went, do you know what? That wee prick, it's his fault. Get fucked. So I didn't necessarily throw down the gauntlet in that sense, but I went above, I got the holiday, married all for fucking Big Teskies and Kelly, fucking big up Mary, she's a doll, gave me that holiday, I can't even fucking remember what it was now for, but I'm sure I had a fucking blast, so aye. Any gauntlet or even you could do a work-related fucking horror story type thing, if MD's got
you
one.
You got a gauntlet, no?
I honestly don't think so.
No?
No, I can tell. I 100%
what one of yours will be, but I don't know if you'll be open to talk about it.
I couldn't talk about my current work, I don't think.
No, I'm not. I don't think it's a work thing. Whatever your gauntlet will be, it'll be something that you can't talk about because it'll have something to do with a female. 100%.
I would actually say you were saying a kind of gauntlet story the other day, but probably no one for the one for the pod. I don't think
your gauntlet will definitely be against a nerd guy like mine.
Aye.
There'll be like an nerd guy that you've like sized up.
he's telling me about a gun that's been phoned by me, and I'm going, what gauntlet? I've never had this gauntlet my hon.
Here's an interesting thought. You might not be aware that a gauntlet has been flung down against you. Think about that.
Oh, I think...
You might be that old guy. No, but you might be the... Like, I'm... Like, all of us here might have had the gauntlet flung down against us without Kenny. We could be the old guy at the train station and not have a clue.
This is true.
You could drive to your work every day and see the same person and they fucking hate you. For no reason.
No, you're right, but 100%.
Like, you could go to a shop every day and the shop person just like, I fucking hate their face.
I like this fucking prick in my shop again.
I've never once thought about that in my life.
Well, like, that you could be somebody's nemesis.
I could be somebody's nemesis.
That's my Roman Empire.
Kent,
that's their Roman Empire. Maybe are somebody's nemesis and you don't know.
I know I'm somebody's nemesis. Like, there's somebody that I see and I say hello to him every fucking time I see him, and he puts his head down and walks past me and scowls, man. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, whatever beef we have, it must be like at least a decade old now, man. Like, come on. Like,
there was a boy whose big brother tried to fight me once, and I don't, because I waited in somebody's bag at a party. When I was like 18, and I ended up getting kicked out of the party, but there was like bacon rolls at the party, and I took the bacon out of the rolls and put them in my pocket.
You took that bacon, yeah. So
the lassie who had the party was a lovely lassie, so it's like, but I don't think anybody was going to munch like 30 bacon rolls, especially when there was no bacon in them.
Hold on, I mean, like, was the bacon in anything, or did you just raw
bacon them in my pocket?
I fucking love that.
Aye. So I walked in wrecked with my pal, munching the
leaf. Were the fucking seagulls not
No, I mean, it must have been about 10 o'clock or something. Aye, munching like 30 rashers of bacon.
Can you were a foxy's wet dream that night? They must have been sniffing you out for miles.
Oh, man, aye.
It's funny now that you mention it, right? Like, because you're saying about putting bacon in your pockets, right? But when I worked at McD's, like, pair up and like fucking sue me McDonald's, like, right, but like Perry working in McD's was like fucking nabbing like some fucking nuggets or whatever, right? Like, that was Perry the fucking thing.
Aye, fuck that.
I used to sneak like 3 nuggets in my waistband and go to the toilet and eat them. And I'd eat the flakes out the chiller. When it was rough.
All right, man.
Oh man, they had a big box of like flakes that were just open tap, and I'd just go in there and eat the and the RT bacon, like, see, the pre-made bacon. I'd eat that like just honfers and just eat it. I was just Gannet settings in that McD's, loved it.
See, I
went for a second stint because I was that hungry, man. Done it twice. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say I was quite lucky because I was Bev Cell Bradley, so I was in the beverage cell.
Didn't they let you near the kitchen?
Aye, they wouldn't let me near the kitchen.
Couldn't handle the heat?
I wouldn't be able to handle the heat, no. I was booth one at Bev Cell, that was it,
at least,
man.
You abided by the rules. Can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Aye, they never tried me in the kitchen. No. And,
you never done double batch, man. See,
never done double batch,
see,
no.
See anybody that's listening/watching, double batch, that's when you cook all the chicken and like the fish fingers and fucking all that shit, like, that's one side, and then all your beef, and you've got to run both the machines at the same time and fucking get it all out, and it is an actual workout. You're sweating your dish off, you get burnt constantly, and it's like, see, once you're good at it, but there's a certain sense of pride that I've never been able to get in any other job.
But that, see, that manager that was like, you're an embarrassment to my face-ups, maybe that's how he feels about face-ups.
Gay.
Are we bringing that back? Is that it's a bit different, isn't it? Because I think there's almost like a masculinity to it, and the heat of your kitchen. Well, that
is, the whole flinging down a gauntlet thing is women just don't do that, because it's us fucking cavemen.
Hear me a meow meow catty, maybe.
I think lassies are just, they're likely to actually communicate how they feel and be understood, whereas guys are just like, we'll not say anything long enough we bust.
Or we'll do the opposite and we'll just fling the gauntlet down when the gauntlet need not be thrown down for no reason other than my coke's bigger than yours and my voice is deeper. Like, I've got more hair than you.
I've got the cojones.
Maybe just want to let go, man. Just go, nah, I'm doing this. I'm doing what's the film with Michael Douglas?
Falling down.
Aye, just straight in, like, no, aye. I'm wanting breakfast, even if it's 1 minute after breakfast time, just kicking off.
If you were going to be somebody's nemesis, right, would you like to ever find that out? Would you like to, like, find out one day that, like, this person really hated you and why they hated you, or do you think that would kill you?
I feel like years ago it would be something that would eat me up, because I had, like, an internal, like, necessity to be liked by other people, whereas I don't really feel like I have that anymore. I don't really... That's probably why I don't think about it, because I don't, do you know what I mean? But I think it'd be quite cool to find out why somebody would be like, wouldn't they like me specifically?
There's also that thing where they maybe not even hate you, but you're just the guy that, like, kind of, if you, I don't know, you have like a commute, or you have like a certain way you do stuff or go about your life, there's just folk you ken, you might not even ken their name or anything about them, but you just go, I've seen him like 20 times.
They just don't like the look.
Like, I see him every week, even if you don't hate them, but even if you're just like, that's the guy with the fucking square glasses that I see at this same place every fucking, like...
It's like, well, folks say that every day at like a gym has got like somebody that just stares at them in the wrong way, like, oh, there's that guy, but like, they never speak to him like that.
I sometimes date in shops. Like, shops. I'll get into a shop and be like, oh, I recognise that cunt, man. You've definitely seen him working in here before. And you'll see somebody, oh, fuck, there's big fucking, don't know his name, Big Kevin.
Big Kevin, what's his name?
Don't care anything about him. There he is, right, pal? What's that?
There's a big guy that works in Morrison's. He's like, fuck it, he must be like 6'8 or something.
Oh, and I don't know his name, but
he's quite friendly, like, just like quite nice. Just a big sound bastard, man. And I'm like, Ken, he's all right. Don't know his name.
He must be doing 24-hour shifts, but because he's in there, I mean, every minute of the day.
He must be saving up for a house or something, man.
Maybe he's a manager or something.
I don't know, man. He just gets shit done.
He understands the grind, man.
100%.
He's picking up the baskets in that checkout like there's nothing more.
He is indeed.
I've got a question about your dog. What?
Why do you hate this black dog?
Is this
dog?
A real dog? Or have you,
no,
like,
it's a real
is
dog.
Is this like fucking Sirius Black Death in the fucking coffee
cup? That's what it looks like. It's like an evil looking dog. It's like a black dog and just sits on the balcony. Other folk are walking by, doesn't bother them. I go outside and it starts barking. And I'm looking at this man and I'm like, heckles up, man. I'm looking at it, man. I'm squaring up to it. It's like 200 yards away. I'm screwing up and I'm like, this cunt, man.
Must not be like your vibe, man.
Dogs love me as well. It's just this one dog.
Maybe that's why you don't like this dog, because this particular maybe dog doesn't like maybe you.
I'm the nemesis of this dog.
Maybe actually the guy for Chicken Run. What's he called?
Dare. Those
chickens. Oh, aye. Them chickens is organised. I don't even know his name. It's Mel Gibson or something. You could be him, but... So I think that's why that dog doesn't like you. Just doesn't like anything. Something going on with you.
Sorry, he's not right.
What do you wear at your work? Is that a colour you
it's
wear?
It's all black. Just like these trousers.
And the dog's black so that's your issue.
I would have thought that would have been like, that's like a wee, we've got something in common here.
No, he thinks you're taking his shadow territory.
I'm not even close enough to be shadow, but you know what I mean? I don't know what this dog's
is that an
problem
thing?
Is.
Or is that just hearsay?
No,
or is that an actual...
Is that hearsay?
Is that an actual thing?
No.
Hearsay for there?
No, I'm not riffing off anything specifically. I'm just maybe thinking the dog's looking at him and he's wearing all black. The dog wouldn't even be aware that it's black, so it's... That's opening a hell for... Maybe the dog caught itself in the mirror one day goes, I'm black. And
I'm a black dog.
You're black.
I don't like that guy.
Sorry, your clothes are black.
He's looking at you going, why is he wearing a MAGA jacket?
It's not a racist dog hanging out the window.
It could be.
I've no sat him doing an interview with him, so I don't actually know his thoughts on everything. But
refuse to speak to him, man. Fuck him.
Dumb dog.
Right, are we wrapping up the gauntlet chat then?
Aye.
Anything else?
You want to hear an air gauntlet story?
Oh, if you want to hear
one, I've got fucking honest.
I've got hunters better. There you go.
So, this one is when I worked in a call centre, teleperformance, I think it was. Or it may have been web help. Defo wasn't the office, but I've worked in all three of the call centres and for OVO. Call centre daft me. Fucking hate them. Anyway, had this manager, right? And she was all right on her good days, but I hated the job. So I was putting in 0% effort.
Quiet quitting.
Constantly. Quiet quitting is probably the right thing. And she would be doing my throat and she'd come up with my stats and be like, you spent an hour in the toilet last month. And I'd be like, I take a lot of shits. What's the fucking issue?
Like, I give a shit.
Like, fucking geese peace, man. Anyway, she was fucking all up my grill. And then it got to the point where she hated having me in her team that much that she was angling to get me the sack, pretty much. So she was having meetings with managers and whatever else. So I was like, fuck that. I walked up to her, like, I was catching the drift that, like, she was more happy that day because I feel like something was maybe in the works. And, like, I'm quite experienced with this kind of setting because the way I'm in jobs. And anyway, I fucking walked up to her, waltzed up. I was fucking 2.5 hours into my shift. It was like 10:30. And I was like, look, I'm not going to say her name, but look, I think I just want to leave. And she was like, oh, what do you mean go home? No, I mean, like, no, quit. And she was like, dunno. And I was like, well, I mean, as soon as possible. Like, when can I quit? And she was like, I mean, you can go at lunch if you want. So I sat and she was like, just type it up in an email and send me it. That'll be fine. Like a letter of resignation. So I just went back to my desk. Just went back to my fucking desk. Typed out a letter. As of fucking 12 or like whatever on this date.
At time of writing.
I would like to hereby give my resignation and like I'll not be back. And I sent her the email, and then once the clock struck like 12, I just fucking like went round my team and was like the cunts that I liked in my team. Mabel that used to bring on biscuits, man, mwah, fucking golden girl, man. She was my goat, I was going to say my gorilla. She wasn't a gorilla. but she was the goat anyway. Mabel, she used to bake cakes. It was peak. So I went and said, like, look, Mabel, I love you, babe, but I'll not be back. And then I went and got a job at an air call centre, so... Fuck call centres, but like, let me just put that real big letters. Fuck call
can
centres.
Can I like how all your gauntlet hangs on managers?
I've got an air one.
Oh, he's so bad for it, man.
That's my whole thing. Can I try and tell one quick?
Aye, go for it.
Fuck it, right, because this one gets me up, right? So this was like fifth year at school, maths class. And I stretched with a pencil in one of my horns. Do you remember this one?
I know this one.
I stretched with a pencil in one of my horns.
Knowledge.
And I think it brushed, like, the wall. And she was like, Aaron, are you poking holes in the wall? And I went, no, obviously no. Why would I do that? And she was like, you were poking holes in the wall. I was like, no, obviously. She was like, get out. So... basically, she dragged my ass. She wanted an apology outside the class, and I said, I'm not apologising. I didn't do that. Like, you've seen things. Like, come on. Like, whatever. And she was so raging, red in the face. She ran off and get the head of maths to come run. He screamed the fucking dish off, mate. It was actually spitting in my face, pretty much. He was like, you apologise right now. And I went, no, I didn't do it. And she went, well, she said you did. And I'm like, well, that doesn't matter because it didn't happen. Anyway, it went for him. And then it got passed up the line and it was like my guidance teacher next. She sat me down and said, look, if you want to go back to maths, you need to apologise. And I went, well, I'm not apologising. Sorry. Then it got to the head of the year. Sat down with them. They're like, you need to apologise. I'm like, I'm not apologising for something I didn't do. What is the problem? Went home that day. My dad wrote out this big fucking fat, like, 4 pages at A4, fucking, like, purely screaming fucking bloody murder, like, it was mental. And I just, like, ran with that, so I was just, like, staunchly, I'm no apologising. So I spent, I think it was, like, 3 months studying for Int 2 Maths by myself at the back of a first-year class. And I also got put into a higher class, which made me feel incredibly stupid because I didn't have a clue what was going on. I was just sat at the back with a fucking, like, a wee textbook and my fucking day and my own hangman. I spent a big chunk of that 3 months trying to learn how to write with my left horn, trying to become ambidextrous. And, like, I think it was Mr. Smith used to be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, try to learn how to write with my left horn, obviously.
Wait, so is that the same class that I flung the gauntlet down in?
No, that was a different one.
Did I know date in fifth year? Because we know of 6 years in that class.
Maybe it was fourth year then. Maybe it was fifth year. Aye, because you threw down the gauntlet. Aye, do that. Do that one. That one, you straight up went, nah.
Oh,
me and
no.
Him in the same class, this one, right. I know.
me and Beanie sitting beside each other. Maths class. No, I was a dick to this teacher openly, right? But this one time I wasn't, but boy who cried wolf, Ken, like. So, folk are talking, they're in the middle, they're talking, I ain't talking. What did she say? Jay, stop talking.
Aye. She wasn't even looking, she just shouted your name. Like,
she shouted my name, wasn't
it? That used to it.
And I'm not joking, I just seen red, and I don't actually really remember what was going on. I specifically remember, but kind of like stoning up and doing like almost like you would do in like a courtroom where you're like fists are on the fucking table. And I shouted, I wasn't fucking talking or something. And I'm not joking, this teacher was like, she had no long fucking, like, aye, no long.
She was probably younger than we are. Aye.
And honestly, like, she was pretty harmless, and I'm actually, I wasn't fucking talking.
She just gave her hell that day for, like, it was kind of for good reason, but no, and all, like.
And her face just dropped. Oh, aye. That was it, man.
She'd never heard that before. That's like, the gauntlet was well and truly smashed that day. Like, 100%.
Aye, it hurt the fucking flair.
She's like, oh, this is where I get paid $32,000 a year.
Right. Oh, but the thing is about her is the gauntlet had already been flung down by me before. So I think I was just gauntleting. Because sure. I had her for, what the fuck was that class called in the middle of, like, after your first two periods? The one they took out, right? Aye, mentor. I had her for mentor, and I tried to crawl out her class. And
that's what I was going to say.
Coat just at the door. She's cloaked eyes with me just at the door. I'm on all fours. Jay, get out.
Actual crawling.
Aye, actual crawling. Then she's like, Jay, get out. And I goes, no, that's good, because that's actually where I was trying to go. So that works out for me. I don't know what one of the things happened first, but...
That's insane.
I think I remember folk crawling on the floor.
Wore a dick to that teacher, man.
Folk just, when you're in good school, just what folk got up to, man. I mean, there was a story, I wasn't in the class, but somebody threw a chair off somebody else's seat.
I see, that's maybe... That's,
in Mandarin or something, in Chinese.
See, there's flinging down the gauntlet and there's fucking going hell.
There's assault, aye. It's like throwing down the gauntlet, nobody gets hurt, maybe bar somebody's feelings, slash somebody's, like, my wallet typically get hurt when I fucking when I fling down the gauntlet. Like, it just
resignations were coming out of your ass when you were flinging down gauntlets.
It's cracked, man. Honestly, I love a gauntlet throw down.
I think, but the fact that you don't have as many flinging down the gauntlets probably mean you are less dicks.
I know you could probably say
when I was younger, not just a bit more like submissive, do you know what I mean, as a person, like less assertive, do you know what I mean?
Your homework,
I'm not so much anymore, but
your homework for next week's to throw down the gauntlet.
Throw down a fresh gauntlet.
It could be
gauntlet.
The smallest thing in the world. I'm wanting fresh gauntlet. I'm wanting it like blacksmithed up, man. See, to be honest, but it could be anything. Like, it could just be like maybe peep at a cunt at the lights or something, man. Like, just chaos. Add a sprinkle of chaos in your day. Like, a cunt drives in front of you and just peep them just once. That's you flung down the gauntlet. Flash them once, the gauntlet's flung down. But
maybe
watch them know like built and baldy before you.
There is a boy that works at the corner shop that I don't like. So I might just, I'll see if he's working, and I might just say something to him.
Well, I would, or you could go in and buy something.
Sam Specky.
You could go in and buy something that's worth a quid and take pennies and just go, one.
That would be funny.
Don't know if that's flinging down the gauntlet or just been weird, but...
I mean, it works for
both.
I think that's
like
that fine line. It's like, you don't want to be just a weirdo for the sake of being a weirdo. And then,
Why is it you don't like this guy?
I don't know. His face, man. So he always makes like a stupid joke.
So you're the nemesis.
There was a thing.
He was talking about we might have one.
I was buying milk for the shop, so you need to get like a receipt to prove that you've like got the right money in that. And I was like, can I get a receipt with that? I was like, no. And I was like,
oh, right. Well,
I know you're trying to be funny, mate. I don't know your name. Like, I don't know who you are.
Joke with me, son.
And he has like a weird
fucking bouncer that to him, put you in it.
And you know, it's a shame because he's obviously just got like a bit of your squint, and that just annoys me anyway. Just him telling a joke and looking at me.
I feel bad for the guy, man.
Nah, but he's a bit. Yeah,
you were just in the lap. No, I'm needing that paper.
It's like, stop fucking about, man. I'm halfway through a 9-hour shift. just give me the receipt.
Give me the goddamn paper.
It's like, you listen,
almost
man.
Went falling down like that film where you just cracked up and then just stared at like it was like.
Aye, committing hate crimes and all that.
Aye, like you're just running down the fucking tune, just going. Leading
your
cord
in traffic.
But maybe you don't need to fling a gauntlet down because why is he end up fighting with this guy?
I'm too nonchalant to be starting beef with people. But
I don't even know. He's past the point of nonchalant. He's like. He like could fly.
I'm horizontal, man.
Yeah, it's horizontal.
Me and Beanie's gauntlets are like level 100 customized.
You've got like aggressive 10.
Whereas football manager.
Aggression 30.
It's so funny, but because I think like we would both categorise ourselves as like quite chill, almost anxious folk.
Aye, like I had no luck to. I'm
like,
no luck.
We're never looking for it. No, like, no. It's just that it comes around when we see the opportunity to throw a gauntlet.
Aye, I think we've been life and flinging down the gauntlet.
It gives me purpose.
Here's one for you.
It's called
right.
Big Brotherism. That's what it is. It's older brotherism. It's comfort.
I've
gone
spoken about
authority.
This one before, but this is a good gin, and I want to do this. And the gauntlet is flung hella down here. I think I've spoken about it before. You go into an elevator and you turn around and face everybody, and you just stare at everybody. So can everybody face the door in an elevator?
Nah, they all can.
You walk in facing this way, but everybody turns around.
But you just keep.
You don't. You wait to see the lift fill up and go in and face everybody. That is incredibly
cold.
Awkward.
I'm quite sad I don't even know the last time I was in a lift.
let's make a point to go to a lift and we'll both just go in and face everybody. Wow, that would be incredible.
See, it's no weird, but let's see if all four of us went in a big 20, the one in the big huge elevators.
New York.
And then all four of us just... stared forward.
No, because then
that's
I think folk would
weird.
Maybe think they're going to get killed if four of you stand.
Good.
We could all take a corner each.
Folk would think it's going to be a terrorist incident if all four of us went into a lift, stood, said it'd be like Squid Games.
Ken, what would be funny? See if four cunts went into the lift and then like went into the four corners and faced the mirror on the left and just like just stood with her back to everybody like cornering and
I blew a witch project.
Aye, that would be so fucking weird. Like, see if you get the footage, man.
I don't know if this is gauntlet flung down or that chaos into your day thing, but I seen when you get into a pub and you play Monster Mash like 18 times on the jukebox, even if it's never near fucking Halloween.
Like you do a toddler setting.
And then it's like you just step, you make sure they notices it was you. And then everybody's looking about like who the fuck has put Monster Mash on like three times now.
How many times do you think it would actually take to hear Monster Mash before like there was a ruckus?
How many owls would you need to see in a day to be like, right, I'm fucking loaded someday? How many times would I need to hear Monster Mash if it wasn't Halloween? Well, once I would be like, twice I'd be like, bang, twice, honestly. Monster Mash
would.
Twice in a day that's never near Halloween.
See, if you heard it five times, I'd be willing to fight with somebody there five times. Like, I'd get battered for having to hear Monster Mash.
How long's a Monster Mash? Is it only like 2 minutes? I reckon it does a loop and you don't even realise what's happening.
Potentially. What if you had Monster Mash and then just something totally different, but like what's fucking like some gospel shit or something, like just something and then Monster Mash again. Like
Silent Night. Just put Monster Mash. Silent Night, Monster Mash, Silent Night.
I can't how you can turn that into a gauntlet been flung down. Finn the most old guy pub you can that has a jukebox and just go in and put Monster Mash on.
I did that in Fanny's once and I put on I was made for loving you. And some old boy at the bar just went, who the fuck put this on?
No way,
who fucking put this on? Fucking dick. And I was like, it was me.
Who is that, Kiss? Is it Kiss? Kiss a class.
I'm maybe looking to see what a rapper's like.
What? What do you mean?
I mean, like, you could tie it in a neat bow.
What?
A rapper, rapper, rap.
I'm looking to wrap up an orange segment.
Like the segment, all right.
I've got mad heartburn, by the way.
Give us 2 minutes, man.
We're 40 minutes.
Here's a couple of minutes, man.
We'll
be back.
Get some milk down that
we'll
boy's
be back. It's stingy. Daddy.
Daddy cool.
Daddy.
Daddy cool.
Cool.
Alright, we're back for the second segment and we're going to do some recommendations. Who's want to go first, Bradley? Why hit us with some quotations?
I'll hit it with the
quote
of the week.
Quote of the week with quote Bradley Week. Reed. That's my second name, it rhymes with week.
Aye.
So these are actually some recommendations from someone else. I'd like to give a shout out to our main man for the CYK, Rich Mould.
Big love.
So we've got a kind of cool quote that he's come up with himself, which is, when you feel the tummy rumble, clench the cheeks in case the bowels crumble.
I love it, man.
Aye.
Peak.
That is by K. Richmond, laughing face. Joke.
Unreal.
But this is his serious one. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt. Big Abe Lincoln.
Is that man specifically for us too, Jay?
Aye.
For us throwing in the fucking gauntlets. Aye. And Big Abe Lincoln saying, nah, fuck that, man. Let them think you're a dafty.
Aye.
No, I think he's saying it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt.
Aye, so aye. Let them think you're a fool, aye. But don't make it fact.
Aye.
That's what I mean, but like, we prove with the fools.
Aye, we shouldn't prove it, we should just, they think I'm an idiot, but I'm not going to show them that.
Aye.
He's basically talking about gauntlets, isn't he?
See, if you think about it, man, life is basically a gauntlet anyway.
Big, massive gauntlet.
So not just a big circular gauntlet.
Time is a flat gauntlet.
It's a flat gauntlet. Like protons, neurons are just gauntleting all the time, man.
Kind of how the word gauntlet can mean like a length of like...
Yep.
Keep going. No, actually, please keep going.
Kind of a gauntlet can be like a length or like a kind of like.
Aye.
He ran the gauntlet.
It's like a
space of.
What actual shape is a gauntlet?
I always imagine gauntlet as like a circle.
Like a kind of octagon circle type, I'd say.
I'm not going to get into what an octagon circle is because I'm happy if you will elaborate, but I just
that's all I've got to say about that.
One of them circles with eight sides, man, gotta love them. I'll see if it is like that, but I'll give you a boost. But
look up to know what shapes I got. Look.
Bring that up, Jamie.
Let's see this chat. Let's see this chat.
Gauntlet.
And then, sorry, did I enter it? Were you finished with your quotes or did I come in there with a gauntlet? And...
Oh.
Well, we can maybe have one that's kind of cool. This is for Kyle as well. That's from Nikola Tesla.
If you've
probably heard this one. That's quite a famous one. If you want to find the secrets to the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency and vibration. And Kyle's quite like a spiritual guy, so
mm-hmm.
I think that's quite
choke
fitting.
For that and all.
Definitely.
What one are you going to pick to like rate?
Alright, what's that guy?
When you feel the tummy rumble, clench the cheeks in case the bowels crumble.
Yeah, you go for
yeah.
it.
That's 100%. A 10 because I have IBS and wow, I need to clench their cheeks.
Aye,
if he's watched good. Episode 4 last week,
yep.
He's kind that their cheeks need be clenched when the bubbles crumble and my tummy rumbles, let me tell you, like Royal Rumble settings. Umaga, Great Khali, The Lot Man, honestly.
Shawn Michaels.
Sweet Chin Music. 619, Booyaka Booyaka, my hoop. Yep. But I'd give that, honestly, a 10 out of 10 just for myself, man. Personally.
Aye.
Imagine shitting out the Rock's head. Like Dwayne the Rock Johnson's full head.
What, the size? Like the size of it, or the head?
Like if it was anatomically correct, like hang it, and you somehow were able to swallow it, and then you had to shit it out. Like, say, or Madame Tussauds, like, we take the heat off his fucking hanging.
Somehow we get it in you, and then get you have to get it out of you.
That would be fucked, wouldn't it?
Well, his heat must be like the size of, like, a size 12 pair of Timbies or something.
Defo, like, at least a size 5 mitre.
He's got an actual...
It'll be dense as well.
Like a 50-pound Easter egg, one that's just, like, 100%. Too big, man.
Because he's been bald that long, he's probably, like, his skin and stuff's probably quite weathered, so I imagine there'd be some friction as you try to push it out.
But he looks like he puts baby oil on his body, so...
Ken, who am I?
I'd be able to slap it.
User take that, and I'm Robbie Williams, and I'm going to quit the band solely after the fact that each week we talk about shite. This podcast just becomes more and more about shite.
Shit of the week.
Aye, like somebody records a shite of the week. Oh, right.
Let me bring the information for that. Did you get, rating was 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
So a gauntlet's got multiple meanings. Including a type of glove, a challenge, and a form of punishment.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Shit. Infinity
Gauntlet.
So why is it then that I think in my head when I think thrown down the gauntlet, like I'm physically throwing a hammer, but a gauntlet is actually a challenge. Like it's hangy. So I think I've been like...
Sorry.
Thinking about it wrong.
I'm thinking about if the glove of the Infinity Gauntlet, obviously the challenge is to collect all stones.
I think the gauntlet means the glove in that setting. Right. Like, just the glove.
Well, wait, but were we no meaning throwing down the gauntlet other than challenging somebody?
I know we were, but I was thought about it in a physical sense. Like,
I think, I've not got any research for this, but it might be out there that there is something to do with flinging a glove down in the flare or putting your armour glove somewhere to suggest that you want to...
You are against whatever you have today.
Or you're wanting to, like...
To throw the gauntlet?
Aye.
Is there something if you have, like, a glove hanging out your back pocket?
Like that?
It's like, you're ready for, like, a duel in the West.
Maybe it's a fencing thing.
That's what
They don't have something to do with gloves if something...
What's a thing that's no fencing, but you're dating horseback across the fucking...
What, jousting?
Jousting.
Aye, we think of jousting.
See if it is jousting, man.
Well, that's what...
Well, they wear the big gloves, do they?
I think a gauntlets, and I know, I think I've thrown down a gauntlet, I think a jousting instantly.
So the actual word gauntlet comes from the old French word for glove. So, like,
glove, right?
Could be fencing.
Could be fencing.
Don't they like fencing there in that France? I mean, they like all sorts of weird stuff,
it's all French terms and that, like on guard and all that. It's all French terms.
Oh, aye. They eat snails and all.
Escargot, aye. And frog's legs, can't remember what it's called, but again, escargot, snails.
Aye, don't cook their prawns.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you eat the prawns in France, you end up on the pan, because this is the pan podcast, and we talk about shit.
Tombstone Pile Drive the pan, man.
That's straight up, man. Get the big show out, man, in that French toilet. That's McKeef.
You?
Do I me go?
You.
I've got an album.
On you go, then.
Right.
Be my guest.
Album of the week is Mon Oncle... By
French?
Aye, but they're from Canada.
Aye.
French-Canadian.
I do think they're French-Canadian, but Mon Oncle, who fuck knows, by a band called Men I Trust. So, it's three folk from
Canada.
Is that
Men I Trust?
Men I Trust.
Right.
Aye.
They released an album last year. They had a single that was like my favourite tune of the year called Billy Toppy. Fucking brilliant tune. But this was an album from like 2019, I think. It's really cool. It's like a laid back indie record. It kind of sounds like, I don't know if this will mean anything to you, it sounds like Urban Outfitters in like 2011. I don't know if that resonates with anybody.
I am getting it. Like your dressing and like kind of chinos. Like, kind of like
It's more like
you've got a fisherman's hat on and a sweater.
Yeah. Aye, it's more sweater tunes.
Aye, sweater.
Sweater tunes, kind of nice old jeans on.
Aye, like you drink coffee.
Aye.
It sounds weird when we say, when I say anything. when we say sweater.
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 It doesn't sound right.
Sweater.
It seems
like a jumper.
Don't forget your sweater, honey.
Yeah. My sweatshirt.
My sweatshirt.
It's a bloody jumper.
Well, that fancy top. So it kind of sounds like that. So it sounds like retail, cool retail, nice laid back vibes. So it's all like bass driven and it's got a little cool wee guitar licks and stuff.
Oh, like if Hollister had a beard.
No, it's yuppie. It's a bit more edge to it than that.
Like Hollister got a tattoo against their dad's wishes.
Hollister the cunt, like the person.
But you know, it's no as edgy as that. It's more like kind of chiller vibes, man. Like they just they do enjoy like a really nice coffee, but they also like a wee city break because they can. Can I afford it a wee bit?
What does Zara sound like?
It sounds like Zara.
Miller Zara.
It sounds like Zara.
Is Zara not kind of pure cleaning, like too highfalutin?
Aye. I think if you were to hear this, you'd be like, aye, okay, I feel what you're saying, man. Because it's got that nice...
So it's like, drinks it's a coffee, like, wear a beard, but works in the city and dresses nice.
Yeah.
And lights wear the place with Zara.
No way to describe an album.
I'm liking these.
No, I'm still talking about music. Isn't like that's right? Too good, but
if you tell me that's what it sounds like,
I'll show you the tunes after.
How does it make you feel?
Yeah. So it's quite hypnotic, and the tunes kind of like blend into each other, so they're all like following the same kind of groove, but they have like these really interesting melodies that kind of go up and down, like weird little like scales that they're using for the melodies, and it's like a nice contrast to like the beats, which are quite repetitive, and they keep going. It's really nice. If you've heard the last tune, it's like that, but not as good as the new tunes, because the new tunes are developed.
I just know the name. I
need to go on that.
They are good, man.
Because I can picture the name in my head, but I think it might be for a YouTube review. Probably Needle Drop or something.
Aye, it's like it's cool to like dance to, but it's cool to like just like sit and chill and just like I don't know. I was just kind of kicking about in the car, listening to it and just like grooving along to it. It's really good, man. Mon Uncle. I don't know if that's how you say it. Mon Uncle.
Is it meant to mean my uncle?
I think so. All right. They might be French Canadian, actually, I don't know.
Unk status.
Unk
status. Is it sound like the kind of music that like a cool uncle would listen to?
Nah, it's too young for that, I think.
Really?
Too young. It's like a 20
old
song.
I'm 25 and I'm an uncle.
So am I, actually. Do you know what, actually? Maybe it's uncle music. Mid-20s uncle music.
You're as old as fuck.
What?
No, as old as you.
This is what gets me about you two.
We had a conversation at the gym.
Smug with your
you sit
over there all smug with your youthfulness.
Listen,
just wait till it slaps you in the face.
If you're talking about Take That, it's about a Fleetwood Mac version, man, where the two of us are just going to split off with you two, man. We're just going to start our own pod, the 25-year-old pod.
Life will come at you fast.
Well, what was we were saying, Jay? If once you hit 30, after that, everything's the same, really. Like 30 to 35
I can't wait till you hit 30. That's so young now, are we?
Also, when I'm 30, you'll be 32. So. But it's the same when you're 30.
Same,
but 25 and 27, 28.
We so young, boy. We babies, boy. I'm still with my ass, boy. Right.
Yeah.
That is so good. But yeah. Did you get a rating?
No.
25.
A young 8 out of 10. A young 10 out of 10.
Right. I'm going to go 8.2 out of 10.
Nice.
Damn, that's what the pressure on the sprinkler is this morning in my work. Can I need to check these things? Need safety? Need to come with the sprinklers on it? 8.2? Type it up.
Is that going
to be Do you have to do like the fridge check and all that? You have to put in like temperature and all that?
Need to make sure the building is safe for people to enter.
What was that time? Did you know leave like a door unlocked one time and it set an alarm off?
One of the first nights I had been left alone to do the lockup process, I don't know what I'd done. I think I accidentally bashed open a door and all hell broke loose, man. Every alarm I've ever heard in my life was going off in my head at the same time. Honestly, the loudest noise you've ever heard. And I'm running about with a Ken, one of the like bunch of keys you see in like films that have got like a thousand keys on it. And I'm like, and then you do like 10 and you forgot what ones you've done.
It's like Scooby-Doo or something.
See if the grunge could have just opened me up and swooped me in. Wow, I'd have been like, please do it, man. Anyway, take right, me. What one is you want next?
Should we just go...
That one.
Me.
That one.
Second rune.
YouTube video of the week.
YouTube, baby.
I'm gonna feel weird after this.
This is
No, it's just because the YouTube videos come out, you come out with, I'm like, whoa. But like, in a good way. A good weird.
I like to bring something relatively interesting. Now, I didn't prepare for this one, but I did find this video extremely interesting. Like, by prepare, I didn't get my way to watch something like interesting to bring. Is this just happened across this? Anyway, the channel is S&R Homan History, or Sand Roman History. Anyway, you'd be able to find it. It's called What Motivated Soldiers to Be the First to Climb the Siege Ladder.
Nice. Yes.
So, for the uninitiated, I'm pretty certain, like, most of you will know what a siege is. But basically, they're fortified wee towns / castles. They get the ladder up, and obviously it's fucking, like, if they were trying to... Is it besiege or siege?
Yeah,
or whatever, whatever they were. They're trying to penetrate the castle. They're trying to take it before reinforcements get there. Like, they're working within a time hanging. Now... Specifically, I spoke about Roman culture with this. And basically, cunts wanted to be the first up the ladder. Like, they wanted it, right? So obviously, if you think about that ladder, right? So there's fucking hundreds of guys at the top with bows and arrows, swords, shields, and they're trying to knock you off the ladder. And if you get up there, you're probably... It's you versus, like, fucking, say, it's six cunts, right? But, like, they saw it as, like, the ultimate, like... form of, like, I am the fucking guy. Like that. A big part of, like, Roman culture
cold,
was...
cold.
Their virtues, like, for masculinity was, like, fucking... valor and... I can't remember the exact ones, but it's that whole idea of, like, bravery type shit.
To die a legend kind of thing.
They want their guys are fucked.
Oh, mate, they're fucked 100%.
Men just want to die in battle, you know what I mean?
But there was other stuff other than just, like, the fucking I've got the biggest dick, right? Like, so... If you were the first to be in the city or the castle or whatever, if you were the first guy there, you were awarded this, like, wee gold crown thing. And it was like a medal of honour that you would get now. Except in that time, like the Roman times, and I think Greek as well, basically all your political stuff was tied to the, like, to war, basically.
Aye, because a lot of them were, like, all generals and stuff.
Aye, pretty much all the politicians, except a handful of them in Rome and, I don't know about Greece, definitely Rome, but they were so intrinsically linked, so it was all about, like, who conquered the most places, they had the most political power. Now, if you were the first guy out of the war, right, there was one guy that done it, how he go out of the war... And he got afforded this, like, he got gained the Medal of Honour, fucking whatever. He then was able to get involved in politics, and he had a son, not a son, so it would have been a great grandson that was able to run for consul in, like, 100 AD. So, like, 100 years after he done that, his, like, offspring and their offspring were benefiting for the fact
because
that he was...
Because
he was at the ladder first.
Wild,
aye, so, like, the knock-on effects, yeah, and they had quite a strict socio-economic kind of, like, class structure in there, and it immediately put you up, like, three places, so, like, you could be, like, a lowly peasant that went and joined a legion and fucking, like... That's your whole thing, you're just a soldier. But that could put you into, like, you could become a politician.
That's
then.
The original Captain Tom.
Who's Captain Tom? Oh, is that the guy?
Yeah, the latch in the
and then he's wearing his daughter spending all that money. We didn't realise we were donating for your hot tub.
Oh, the COVID guy.
It's too funny. But so it was like, obviously, go and watch the video. The guys are a lot better at telling the story.
I think I'm going to watch this.
Sieges, man.
It's very cool. And then also, the guys got an air video, I'll very briefly touch on it, which was about how women took part in defending during sieges. And it was like, it's pretty interesting as well. Like, there's debates about whether it was womanly to throw things or no. Like, if you could be a woman and fling stuff, like, that was, like, an actual debate.
That's wild,
like, Greek fucking philosophers had their own opinions on whether women should be allowed to do that or no. Like, when they're going to get raped and pillaged if they don't. Like, that, like, if they don't. Hang it.
That's insane.
But there's a story of a woman that threw bricks, or, like, the, like, big rocks, whatever, at, like, a general's head, and then all the women came down and chopped his head off. So there is. So, aye.
Fair play,
fucking
hard,
fun
man.
Fact.
That's class, man.
Anyway, about the first being up the wall, I think it was really interesting. It's only, like, 8 minutes. It's
oh,
like,
is it? Aye. Okay, aye. We'll watch it then. Aye. If it's not 3 hours, I'll watch it.
So let me just... hang it again, just tell yous, where did it go? So S&R Homan History, right, like that. S&R Homan History, what motivated soldiers to be the first to climb the siege ladder? Pretty much like power, money, fucking fame, right, all that. So I watch that and I'll get like a solid 85% on that kind of intrigue. Still, the mortality knows much, like, or the morbidity. Although it is kind of weird because it's like, it's hard to imagine, like,
I just like, running up a ladder
your life.
To get like, a heat shot.
You've just at your 30th birthday, your entire life's been preparing to go to war. Your dad died in the war, his dad died in the war, and your full life, your full purpose
is to get this fucking ladder.
Is to get up the ladder first. You've got 500 air folk just waiting to get up that ladder, and you're like, no, I'm going up first, but because if I do, my wanes might get become a politician.
Ain't that just life, but.
Aye, that's it, man.
Mental.
It's peak shit.
Mental.
Honestly.
And we're out here 95-ing.
Aye, and fucking give me a ladder.
Their only purpose was to get up the ladder first, man. Again, it's to go and die in honour, but it's mental.
This is off topic, but just before I pass out to you, I briefly washed Windies and I was feared to get up the ladder, so I don't think I would have got that.
See even if I'm like a small ladder, you could, man.
Aye, I don't like
see
it.
If it start even shakes a wee bit, I'm like, oh, fuck no, that.
You're
that,
saying we're in 95s. I think with some of the shifts we already would get a lad begin left sacks to
aye,
be in 95.
You're not wrong.
Waking up and it's like fucking I'm turning into a werewolf when I wake up, man. Ooh.
And I am ready and you're warmed up.
Aye, to yep. Siege on some cereal.
Yes, cereal of the week.
Siege in the bowl.
With Jay.
He likes
first to claim that spoon, man. Let's go.
Golden spoon. It's cereal of the week.
Oh, the golden spoon
with Jay. Right, here we go.
Let's go.
This week, 185 Home Bargains, Frosted Wheats, also known as Frosted Mini Wheats in America.
Frosted Wheats.
Wow, man.
Yes.
So to set the actual bowl for folk that don't care.
You did it.
Like, shredded wheat, but nae honey, nae nuts, all just this weird white frosting,
what is it, by the way? Like, it's so good.
It's kind of like it's icing in it, but it's like rock solid.
Aye, it's like brick icing, and then it gets so, like you'll discuss the specifics.
Like the probably get the issue at the way is there's some of them that don't.
I know that's one of the main issues with frosted wheats.
But I'm telling you, see for everyone, Disney have it. There's one that is whiter than
double
Michael
coat
Jackson
it.
At the end, man.
So good.
He is like honestly, man, he is like somebody's uncle's ashy elbow, man. He's just white up in there, man. Like dandruff settings. And see when you get a combination on your spoon of like three of them, you're in Mars, baby.
I agree. 100%, man.
Shredded wheat,
but then
there,
you can also probably get a like a spoonful with like three that don't have the sauce, and you're like, fuck.
You need that sauce. I was gonna ask, what do you think the optimal eating window is on a frosted wheat? Because I feel like there
Good question, man.
That is a good question because they're like the apex predator of you need to get to that bowl quick. And it's gonna you're gonna be eating some serious. Haired and
sog, man.
That is sog, innit?
That is an air issue with them. They're a wee bit hairy.
They are hairy.
You get the occasional
strand of wheat in your teeth.
I'm back on the ranch, boys.
I'm a farmer.
Honestly, I'm a farmer. Like, you eat a bit of them, you get the wheat in your teeth, and it's almost like, hey, and you just hear like, the wind's hitting you, and you're like, fuck, man. That was scary. But, and then you eat a sugary one, and you're like a fat American, like, yeah, mom.
Give me another bowl of those, mother.
But, I think I came to the conclusion, man, they're the strangest cereal because they've got so many things that are bad about them, but the good stuff props it up to a level. Like, that icing is like a gold fist rising for the fucking dirt.
Aye, it is.
Because
that icing's like the guy going up the ladder first, man.
Aye, because the milk's no the greatest. No. You wheat in your teeth sometimes. Aye. They can end up soggy if you're not eating them at a rate. It's levels.
Their Goldilocks zone is so much higher. Like, it's like, say you've got a kid in FIFA and he's 75 overall, but his potential's 95 if you just work him right. Like, or any insert any metaphor like that, like potential.
The good ones, like, honestly, if you got a good one, they're like 10 out of 10. It might end up being like the 7 point something out of 10 just because, like, the zone is kind of all over the place, but I'm telling you, see, if you pour yourself a good bowl of them, it's 10 out of 10.
Aye.
It's just, there's maybe in a box, there's maybe only one, there's maybe a couple of bowls that
one
you
like,
could
six
have
bowls.
Been better.
Here's an air question, sorry. Do you, see, in the last bowl, do you, like, get all that excess wheat into the last bowl? Do you know, like, how there's always, like, the...
It's like muesli crumbs.
Aye, in Ken White, because there's fucking... There's cocaine. That's what there is, man.
Frosted cocaine.
There's the powdered mushroom down the bottom of that. Yeah, sprinkle that on me, baby. Like, honestly, and see if you do a wee bit of that or the tart. Well, obviously, you're going like that. The last bowl, shake it, baby, the dandruff. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, aye. 100%. But if anybody kens what that is on the frosted, I'll need to Google what's on the frosted wheats because it ain't easy, chat. It's no human.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know if it's the hangy because it's kind of the same cereal, but it isn't.
Shredded honey nut shredded wheat.
No, I was going to say, see, that you get the big wheat hangs, but they've not got the frosted on it. Could you talk about them? Or is that a different cereal completely?
I think they're just shredded wheat.
Aye. Are you talking about just shredded wheat?
Aye, they're shredded wheat, but they're the big ones.
Aye, they're called shredded. Because there's mini shredded wheat, I think.
Because there's frosted mini wheats are in America. And then you get out here, you get honey nut shredded wheat and shredded wheat, but they're the same size as they ones.
Aye,
you're talking
ones.
About they fuckers, aren't you?
Aye, the pillars.
See, I don't know, but are they...
Is that what they're normal ones?
I think
are?
They're just called shredded wheat.
Just shredded wheat, aye.
I think so.
But I think maybe he's saying there's max ones, but I don't know if they're just American.
I'm saying the ones that are huge.
Aye, the shredded wheat are big.
OG shredded wheat, just the big ones. So frosted wheat are actually just...
They're like...
Aye. I like honey nut shredded wheat.
Right. I don't know if I've ever tried.
Milk, I didn't know
they are so good.
Is that got frosting as well? No,
it's got like maple honey frosting because it's honey nut.
Is there raisin ones? I know.
There's apricot mini wheats and there's blue. There is raisin man. Aye, there's a purple.
Try the raisin wheats. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, would they go like 7.5 or something?
Raisins in the fucking cereal.
Mate, raisins, see like brand, all brand and all that, man, with the raisins.
I used to eat Just Right when I was younger. There's a thing called Just Right. You still get it in Tesco now. It's very expensive.
Is that the wee, kind of...
Do you like special
tube gear? Hangs? I know tubes are like,
Juicy, one at a time, gentlemen. So Just Right is like, it's got like weird shit and it's like a muesli kind of fucking thing, but it's got raisins in it. But I used to take the raisins out and sit them down and in the bin. I was getting into trouble for it, but what they
eat
did,
raisins.
What they did have and they don't have it anymore because the fucking bastards, what I kill us all, what I grind us down into nothing, is they used to have sultanas, right, but they were square shaped and they were the most sugariest things ever. They didn't even taste like fruit. It was like, oh, I don't even know, man.
See, that's what I was going to say. How can you be?
Special K, but it's all right.
Devouring these sultanas when sultanas are just like the same as raisins.
Are they not grapes? Are they grapes?
Aye, raisins are grapes.
Aye, but
I
like grapes without the
juice.
I
could take you back to 2003 and show you. These raisins were like actual raisins. When I see the sultanas, it must have been like processed shite. They were like wee cubes. But they were sugared.
But
to
I
think fuck.
I get what you're talking because there's like wheat are really like apricots. But there was like a specific cereal that used to have wheat apricot bits in it.
Right,
and it was
well, see that
so
if it
good.
Was hangy. Sultanas, that's what it was like. It was crazy. Sugary as fuck.
That reminds me. It's half the topic of cereals, right? But like, do you remember a beef pot noodle used to have like there was it wasn't bits of beef, but no, I looked it up. It was like a protein supplement kind of thing. Like it was like it almost had the consistency of meat, but it wasn't
were they
like
wee cube fucking things.
They had like a kind of rough edges, but they were like wee things, man, and like they had like a weird chew to them.
I never really ate the beef ones. I was
fuck chicken and mushroom, man.
Mushrooms goated, man. The sweet corn, the chicken, the mushroom. I don't give a fuck. They were chicken mushroom all the way, man.
Beef
curry
man,
ones get
the tomato bits out, man.
Chow mein get ones get. Well, they pot noodle the bloody week, man. Fuck it.
We could do a week on
the Donner one was peak.
Oh,
the Donner one.
And chili beef and all.
I never had the Donner
blow
one.
Blow your socks off. But
sure it was Donner.
Actually, Bombay Bad Boy pot noodle, man.
Bombay Bad Boy.
See on its day, it's like actual
it's
wall.
Actual staple,
see
man.
If you've got a call, get a Bombay Bad Boy, then it'll clean it out of you, man.
Ken, I've got an idea.
What is it?
We'll take this chat and we'll put it in my back pocket. And we'll release it next episode.
Ooh.
That sounds good. What
that's
was your
reason, man?
Oh, I was
7.5.
Seven spoons out of 10.
I just think it's unfortunate, but the downfall of them is harsh, but the upside is like, oh, mamma mia.
7.5 solid.
So 10 on its best day, 7.5
on
the average.
Best day, it's one of the best cereals in my opinion.
Aye, it's good. No,
it rocks,
it's
man.
Its day appears
rocks
quite,
my socks.
Aye. Often, but, aye, so
7.5 on an average bowl is pretty good, but
well, I like all cereals. Who's wrapping up?
Me, you,
somebody, been there?
Just thought of that. But
aye. Well, thank you for tuning in. Maybe not as long a one this week for y'all, but I hope you've enjoyed it in our daft chatting. Hopefully I'm feeling a lot more energetic next week and I'll bring more stories thrown down the gauntlet. I probably will. I've thrown the gauntlet enough for everybody, but from myself...
You're like a badger's arse now.
I'm like a badger's arse. I'm a bag of dicks.
Rough for the Coat Bridge, man.
Rough. You're like a dog making a noise. Rough. Sorry.
Rough. Need my bed, rough.
Jeez.
Need my bed, rough.
Aye, anyway, for me, bye bye.
Aye, I'll get you.
Catch you later, man.
Au revoir, mon uncle.
I'll get you. Bye bye.
Mon uncle.